The Nauruan government's made it clear in the past it doesn't want journalists to visit the island state. When it hiked the cost of a single entry media visa from $200 to $8,000 last year, the message was hard to miss. Despite what seems a clear deterrent to media, though, the government of Nauru maintains it's willing to process journalists' visa applications. Put to the test, though, it appears that's not necessarily the case. Lateline's Ginny Stein started the application process this week.
When the Nauru government announced the 3,900% fee hike last year, it denied it was an attempt to restrict the media, saying it was simply about raising revenue. But the simple reality is that the only news from the island has come from second-hand reports and from detainees themselves. It's not known if any journalist has made it to the island since last year. This week, Lateline put the visa application process to the test. Via emails, the Nauru Visa Office first confirmed the fee, $8,000, non-refundable if rejected. When an application form was requested, I was told that I had been rejected, even before an application was issued. I then received a second email stating, quote, all media application is not approved, unquote. Journalist Wendy Bacon and former West Australian Labor leader Carmen Lawrence are at the centre of a crowdfunding campaign to raise the visa fees to get them as journalists to Nauru. Despite my experience with the Nauruan Visa Office, Wendy Bacon says she remains hopeful that the Nauru government will allow journalists to visit the Pacific Island nation to independently report on what's going on there.
It's not encouraging what happened to you, and I think that's absolutely appalling and very discouraging. But what we'll do is perhaps hoping that the new so-called a more open policy up on Nauru, that there will be a rethink, and that we will apply for the visas and they will let us in. But, you know, we're just really at the beginning of that process as of when we have the money. So that will begin next week.
This crowdfunding campaign to get you there, to get Carmen Lawrence there, why is it so important?
Look, I think it's incredibly important to get journalists on to Nauru, now as much as it ever has been. It's just appalling to think of the allegations and the situation of a young woman there who's been raped, who needs to get a termination, who's been in huge distress. So there's the individual situations, there's the whole situation, 600 refugee applications being processed in a week. You know, what is going on with that? Now, as you would know, really the only way to do this sort of reporting is to get that.
So you're committed. If you are given a visa, what do you want to do?
Well, first of all, I will prepare by talking to everyone possible, as a journalist would do before I go there. I would just go there to do the best reporting job that I could. I'd be prepared to talk to people on the record and off the record. I would certainly try to talk to as many Nauruans as possible about the situation and how they feel about it. I would be talking to, of course, both the relatives of people there and people there when I got there.
What do you think the federal government should be saying hearing this?
Well, I think the first of all, what the federal government should be doing is actually sort of making it very clear that it's not acceptable. And of course, this isn't now. This has been always. It's completely unacceptable that we should ship people offshore and have them housed in these sort of circumstances. And then in addition to that, actually have it shrouded in secrecy as well.
Journalist Wendy Bacon speaking to Ginny Stein.